AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After a miserable few weeks on Wall Street, the markets are showing signs of life. Big gains again today as the closing bell sounds. Elon Musk is abandoning his attempt in court to back out of buying Twitter. He wants to go through with his $44 billion bid. More from the AP's Norman Hall.
He walked away from the deal in April. Musk argued that Twitter misrepresented how it measures the magnitude of spam bot accounts that are useless to advertisers. Twitter sued Musk in July, demanding that he proceed with the sale at the original price.
A filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission says Musk will complete the deal as long as he gets debt financing and provided the court gets rid of the lawsuit from Twitter. People cut off from the mainland by bridge damage from Hurricane Ian on Pine Island, Florida, will soon be connected again. This is Governor Ron DeSantis.
So we look to do maybe ferry people, but I'm like, you know what? Let's just patch this bridge. So it turns out we're going to have that bridge patched this week.
About 430,000 homes and businesses in Florida are still without power. Loretta Lynn has died.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
The coal miner's daughter made the leap from poverty in Kentucky to country music stardom. Lynn's life story, Coal Miner's Daughter, was made into a movie starring Sissy Spacek. She told the AP in 1988 the movie created a new fan base.
And they'd come up to me when I'd be signing autographs and they'd say, "This is my first time to see a country show, but it won't be my last. You have sold me on country music." So that made me happy.
Her family says Loretta Lynn died at her home in Tennessee. She was 90. There is a new rule from the FAA. Airlines will be required to give flight attendants an extra hour between shifts. Ballistic tests link the shooting deaths of 6 men and the wounding of 1 woman in California, all potentially by a serial killer. This is AP News. Police in Indonesia say delays in unlocking stadium gates set off a deadly soccer disaster.
Authorities say the gates at the soccer stadium, where police fired tear gas and set off a deadly crash, were too small and could only accommodate 2 at a time when hundreds were trying to escape. Photos from the Malang Stadium, where 125 people died and hundreds more injured on Saturday night in one of sporting events' worst disasters, have showed 4 connecting doors forming 1 exit. Police say their probe is focused on 6 of the gates. They were unlocked, but only able to accommodate 2 people at most. Officials say the gates are the responsibility of the organizers. I'm Charles Duledesma.
A judge has thrown out charges against 7 people in the Flint water crisis following a decision by the Michigan Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.